News Talk 580 WTCM, and boy, oh boy, don't you wish that things were a little warmer like they are in the Kokomo right now, as we had snow on the ground, rain and snow showers with highs near 38 today, and then lake effect snow making its way in tomorrow. So rain and snow showers likely tonight, lows around 32 as those scattered snow showers come in Thursday early morning. And it is here, Colleen. It is here, which means we need to check in with our friend Bonnie Pintozzi.
You know, this is excellent timing. I thought of this on the way in today, and it was snowing a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought, all right, need to get the winter driving perspective on. And
yep.
Then second on the list was, I need to figure out how to get away from this at some point this winter.
Well, Bonnie Pintozzi, that's perfect, because that's exactly what we're talking about today. Stop. Don't wait to make your plans. Right, Bonnie?
Absolutely. I thought the same thing, Colleen. I had to get the things out of the closet and all those things like that. And then I thought to myself, you know, if you're waiting for some sort of intervention before booking your holiday travel or your spring break travel or whatever you want, I have a word for you. Don't wait, because what we're seeing in our offices, and it started about a month ago, really much heavier, you know, than normal. People were just starting to plan. I think we were planning because there's been so much, you know, we've had a political season, we've had everything, and people just kind of want to get away and do some things. But, you know, when it comes to that magical 5-week period between Thanksgiving and New Year's, it's better to err on the side of being proactive, because that's when we see the biggest rush going on right now, because people want to go home for the holidays, they want to do things, but a lot of it gets booked up early, and then you have to really kind of work around those schedules. So if you're thinking about doing that, if you're going to fly someplace, if you're going to want to take that family away, and Crystal, we talk about this all the time, what a great gift to travel mm-hmm. is to do something
yeah.
different, you know, over the holidays and things. Do it now. If you're sitting out there looking out the window and going, wow, this really is starting. It is starting, and it's going to continue to get a little bit more intense as we look at the forecast even. But it's not just the warm destinations. A lot of people like to go skiing. They like to go to places in Europe. They like to do things at different times of the year when it's not as busy. And airfares are great during those winter months and everything. And plus, there's a lot of things you can do around the world in different climates. So it's not I must do this because, you know, we know Mexico is one of the most popular destinations to go to because of all the all-inclusives. And we're finding some great deals to Puerto Vallarta, which is this little resort town on Mexico's Pacific coast. It's a little, you know, while it's well known for its long coast and beautiful beaches, there's also many treasures you can discover hiding in the mountains that surround its bay. So a lot of different things to do, and now's the time to get it done if you haven't already done it. You know, the other thing that's going on right now is Alaska.
We had that
on stage Alaska. And we did wonderfully. We had a lot of people show up. And we've got some offers from that Onstage Alaska that we did that are good until November 14th that will save you money with Alaska. So I was sitting here yesterday in the office, and I think there were about four or five couples that came in and said, we want to go to Alaska next year. I went, all right. You know, it's just one of those places that you need to do it now. The deals are out there, the costs are out there, everything's good, but you want to get those reservations in. I was talking to one of the couples, and I said, what made you decide to do this? Well, you know, Colleen, you'll appreciate this. We've thought about it. It's been on our list forever. Well, okay, great, because then they were deciding. The biggest decision they had to make, would I do I'm doing the cruise, but how many days do I want to stay on the land? Do I want to stay 4 days? Do I want to stay 6 days? A great decision to have to make, because mm-hmm. now is the time you can get your selections in and not have to wait until the end and say, oh, okay, well, I guess I have to take only what's available. You don't have to right now. It's wide open, and it's a great opportunity. But Alaska is so popular, And it's just one of those things that from adventure travel to the biking, hiking, walking, all those things that are just waiting for us. And we have the deals. That's one thing that, I don't talk a lot about on the air, but with the Travel Authority, an outdoor company, we have the opportunity to get some really special pricing for most of the vendors that do worldwide types of trips, from right in our own backyard to anywhere in the world. And it's time. It's time to really take advantage of that stuff. I'm looking out my window right now, Crystal. They're putting the Christmas lights up on the trees outside the office.
No.
What does that tell you?
What does that tell me? That tells me it's too soon.
It's now.
Actually, it isn't too soon. I love Christmas. Do it in July. I don't care. But this is interesting because you mentioned in the beginning of this conversation, Bonnie, that maybe people are waiting for some sort of intervention or sign or confirmation or whatever. I mean, people are indecisive. We are creatures of indecisiveness at times. Mm-hmm. We can be fickle. And yet I think we are ultra fickle when it comes to vacation planning because maybe we go, well, do I really want to go there? Maybe we want to go somewhere else. I mean, pick something, right? I mean, we voted on a lot of things yesterday. Maybe vote on your vacation plans.
Well, it doesn't hurt if you have a couple places or you don't have an idea where you want to go. It's okay to come in and talk to us. It's okay to give us a call. I mean, that's what we do because we can ask some questions that might make some sense to you as to what do you want to do? I mean, someone yesterday I was talking to on the phone said, I just want to do a girls' long weekend. I'm turning 40. I just want to go someplace. Something tells me I want to sit on a beach. I'm not quite sure. Maybe I want to do Nashville. I mean, it's out there, and that's what we do every day of the week. We sit here 8 hours a day planning trips, learning about destinations and all that. It's just it's our careers, mm-hmm. And so we get excited to help people make those decisions and get past that. Okay, I'll wait and maybe decide later, or maybe I'll go next year or whatever. You know what? It's now.
Right.
And it's time to do it while you have a great opportunity to get out there and explore and do just whatever you want to do.
And we're not just, Bonnie, we're not just talking about the warm destinations. Or I was talking to this about this with my husband and my kids the other night over dinner because my kids have never been to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And my son is he's heading out to go to basic training in July. And I was like, we need to go on spring break. We need to go and visit all of the monuments. You need to see the capital of the country that you're going to be defending. And I was thinking about that, and those are some really great trips for families. And, you think that you don't need maybe a travel agent to help you plan those kinds of vacations, but you definitely can. You can help people with the airfare and the hotel stays mm-hmm. and kind of map out what it is that they want to do because, let's face it, there's so much to do in Washington, D.C. that you might run out of time if you're trying to plan it yourself.
Absolutely. And I've said this, and I'm on the air all the time when we're talking about this. We can bundle airfare, the land, and if you want a car or whatever transfers, we can put that together and save you money on that whole program because that's an unpublished airfare that we're using on these certain packages that we can do. It is the thing that time and time again, people come back to us. I remember talking to a couple 6 months ago who found that when we did that, they saved hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a trip to Spain. They've said, they said, we never realized that when you can do things like that, we can take advantage of those great overall savings, and you're going with reputable suppliers. But you're absolutely right with Washington, D.C. It's a must-see thing. It's something to do and not take for granted. We know all that's out there. But when you go, Crystal, make sure you also do a tour at night.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most magnificent. It just gives you a feeling of pride when you go through Washington and you see all of the monuments lit up at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things you go, oh, mm-hmm. Seriously.
So Bonnie, though, what about, you know, when you say that the rest of the folks, the travel agents, yourself, people over at the Travel Authority and Eltour Company, they love to have people walk in and say, I have no idea where to go, because then you can kind of interview and get creative. But what about the people who say, I want to go somewhere warm, but I don't want it to be a tourist destination, and I don't want it to be like I want it to be kind of off the beaten path. I mean, that can get a little tough to figure out, right?
No, not as bad as it used to be. I think there's just more options out there in the world of travel.
Yeah.
And those options give you a sense of, okay, are you looking for something off the beaten path? Yeah, there's a lot of trips out there like that. Are you looking for something that gives you a little bit more of an adventure? Are you looking for something that gives you a little bit more, maybe you are a hiker, maybe you are a walker, you know, or a biker or something like that. There are all different ways to do it. Or maybe you just want to get to a certain destination or two, and take it all in. Immerse yourself in the community. And I love the fact when I talk to people and they're giving back and they're doing some eco types of programs.
Okay.
Or they're doing some building.
Voluntourism, right?
Voluntourism. We didn't have that years ago. Seriously. We didn't have all these options at our fingertips to do. But you wouldn't know that unless you spent countless hours Googling all over the internet. And then you're not quite sure at that point in time, do you have a reputable company, or did something really look good on a website? And that's my major concern is, you know, we know the people who are qualified and are good and are not going to be, you're not going to be disappointed when you get there, because what looked on the website isn't the reality when you arrive. So there's all that that comes into play, and plus we always have your back. And it's an important factor. It's just like any other profession. The travel industry is real alive and well, and just keeps growing because of those reasons. And I just get psyched, you know me, especially when we have these types of days when you just talk. We just
these types of
conversations and say, what are you thinking? It's time to just – and maybe you decide after going through and talking with us or whatever be the case, yeah, you want to put it off a couple more months, or maybe, you know, go to next year. That's okay. But at least you've started the process of getting up, getting on with it, and deciding what you want to do. And sometimes it's as simple as, I want to go home and visit family and friends. I just want to go do that. I want to just get home for a wedding. And speaking of which, I have to share something with you, which I learned a lot of. I think Crystal, you know, and Colleen know, on the 13th or the 12th of October, I fell in New Jersey, and I was home for a wedding that was taking place on the 13th, and I fractured my hip. So with that said, I started to learn the whole process of getting injured while out of town. And the surgery went well, and I was in a rehabilitation, very acute one, for about 3.5 weeks, and came home on Halloween back to Traverse City. I will tell you, the whole adventure of traveling on an airplane after that, making my connections, doing all those things, understanding what I needed to do to take care of myself while traveling, the type of insurance that is really important. You don't think about those things. We think about taking out insurance when it comes time to take along, you know, an overseas trip, or you're going to be, you know, you don't think about just maybe even visiting family. And it's an awakening that's really important, and one that if anybody ever wants to have a conversation with me about traveling and with certain, you know, types of things that have happened to you or what goes on, call me. Because it opened up, as you know, I'm very big into helping people travel with different types of disabilities.
Yeah, inclusion travel is really
inclusion,
important.
Yeah. Exactly. And I just put this into my my information I'm gathering as something that I personally experienced. So it's nice to be home, but it's amazing to go through processes.
Yeah.
And know how to handle it.
Can I just be, I have to say, I mean, since you shared that story on the air, you're, you are so determined as an individual. Like that would be something that would bring down a lot of people, you know, going to a family wedding and the night before breaking a hip and all of the things that had to happen, and being so patient and even getting to the point where you can come home. I think people should give you a round of applause for that, Bonnie, because you never lost your spirit. And that's, I think that that's pretty indicative. Now you can say, yes, I definitely understand traveling in certain circumstances and with certain disabilities. And that's, you're looking at the silver lining, even in that moment, Bonnie. That's huge.
Well, and it's important to me because, thank you for that, Crystal. It's important to me because I continued to work a little bit while I was in there. I was doing some of the podcasts and things like that. But, and then, of course, unfortunately, we had that connection when we were trying to do the show with Tina White, Emotiana. But it's just, it's one of those things that you can sit back and say, woe me, or you can, that's not the type of person I am. I challenged physical therapy people, and every time I said, well, how do you do this? It was like, come on, we're going to go do that. And it makes a difference because being proactive, it really helped. That's just me. And I was bound and determined to, you know, get out of there, come home, and continue on with all this wonderful stuff. Mm. Not looking forward to a bunch of snow right now, but you know what the heck? It's going to happen.
Yeah, so, no way. Nobody's looking forward to that right now.
No, but you know, it's going to happen. It's our world that we live in.
I we've talked about this before. I really love the snow. I really do. I think that it, with any circumstance, just like Bonnie did, even in the depths of an accident and all the things that the repercussions of that, you look at the bright side. And there's a lot of cool things you can do and things that you can enjoy in the snow. But making your plans to get a little bit of a reprieve, whether that's a spring break for you or holiday travel, or just maybe pick that notoriously cold week in February and get the heck out of here, you know?
And seriously, if you don't have to travel during the traditional spring break school closings, don't. I mean, if you have the opportunity to go in January through February time period, we watch that as almost like a shoulder season, especially in that January time period, early February, where you can get some really good airfares and savings, but you have to do them now. You don't want to wait until last minute. So you can stretch that out a little bit and not necessarily have to go during those March time periods when all the schools are breaking, which is really, you know, the demand is so great because there's so many people leaving to do that. But there's a lot of things like that. We, you know, we know the cycles and the seasons. We know the cycles and the seasons for what the rates are in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are different. But it just depends on when you can do it and just thinking to plan ahead. And you're right. Part of the fun is making that reservation and looking forward to going.
And then
because
start to cross.
You talk about it. Oh, you just talk about it. You tell everyone you're going there. Half your friends don't like you anymore because they keep hearing you talk about that. But you know what? It's fun.
I like it. I like it a lot. And, you know, as you said in the beginning of this show, and I think it goes very well with a Fleetwood Mac song, don't stop thinking about your travel, right?
All right, we renamed it, Crystal. You go.
I love it. Bonnie Pintozzi, thank you so much. I'm so happy you're back here in Traverse City at the Cass Street location of the Travel Authority. It's an L-Tour company. Bonnie, best way that people can get online or maybe just call and
they can
stop.
Just call. Yeah. Can call our office or get online. And if you have questions, call me personally. I'd be happy to talk to you.
And after a vacation, I tell you, you will see things in a different way. Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi.
Thanks, Crystal. Thanks, Colleen.